A glacier slide that tore a path of destruction through western Tibet last month could have been set in motion by climate change, and similar disasters could be ahead. The deadly avalanche on July 17th killed 9 people and hundreds of sheep and yaks in Rutong County, where residents rely on their livestock to survive. It started when a glacier began to slip down a narrow gully between 2 mountains, sliding over 5 kilometers into the nearby Aruko Lake. The avalanche covered an area of nearly 10 square kilometers, with snow up to 30 meters deep. Nature magazine called it one of the largest ice avalanches in recorded history, comparable only to a 2002 glacier slide that killed 140 people in Russia. The immediate cause of the avalanche was clear. But what caused the glacier's slide? Tian Lida, director of a Chinese Academy of Sciences observation center near the avalanche site, says the Rutong avalanche started on flat terrain instead of an incline, making the glacier's sudden slide unusual. Andreas Cobb, a glaciologist and professor at Norway's University of Oslo, said in an interview with Nature magazine that an unusual movement called a glacier surge might have caused the avalanche. Most glaciers move very slowly, but surge-type glaciers sometimes move up to 100 times faster than normal. But Tian Lida says the glacier that caused the Rutong avalanche had barely moved at all over the last several decades, making the glacier surge explanation an unlikely one. So, what was the culprit? Zhong Jibiao, a researcher at the Chinese Academy of Sciences Observation Center, says global warming was more likely the cause. Temperatures in Tibet have risen by about 0.4 degrees Celsius per decade since 1960, twice the global average. Unusually high precipitation covered the glacier with a thick layer of snow this summer. Tian said warming temperatures likely melted the glacier from the inside, creating cracks and cavities that collapsed under the snow's weight. Tian warns that climate change is causing large-scale environmental damage. There is an urgent need for more monitoring and research efforts, especially in populated areas in high mountains, he said. Meanwhile, Xinhua reported that cracks have appeared on nearby glaciers, and local authorities worry that disaster may still be looming.